We're Alive is brought to you by...
Oh no! Michael, help! Hi, I'm Elisa Elliott, and now that I've gotten your attention, I want to take a moment to tell you about the Tangerine Design and Photography. They offer fun and fresh graphic design and photography solutions, and have the skills, experience, and passion to create successful designs and take outstanding photographs. Whether you're looking for advertising, corporate branding, web design, or even custom wedding and event stationery, the Tangerine can create something unique for you. I recently used their services to create my web banner at elisaelliott.com and definitely recommend them. The Tangerine is also proud to offer creative photography services that combine a modern vintage aesthetic with a knack for capturing real moments to create beautiful images for your special memories. And for a limited time, new clients will receive 15% off on their project. Visit thetangerine.ca and book your project today, because when the zombies come, it may be too late.
We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 35. The End is Near.
Part 3 of 3.
Saul, I can help.
Stay in the hospital. Don't let her leave. Move the rest of the engine in there and seal off the room.
What are they doing now?
They're surrounding the walls on all sides. No one's coming close. What should we do?
How are they doing this?
I don't fucking know. But this place has been attacked before, right? It stood up.
Not by those big things. I mean, I don't know, man.
They made those Molotovs like you said. Most of the towers have them now.
I mean, isn't this bad? Some of the walls have wood in them. Hate to catch us on fire.
Wouldn't be the first time. Just make sure they don't use them in the spots that can burn, okay?
Alright.
Alright, what about these?
Pipe bomb? Where'd you find this?
Going through TARDIS's house this morning. We have about 10. Didn't know if we could trust using them. Think they work?
I don't know why not, but they might not be enough for those big ones. What else you got in the armory? Only small arms?
Normal bullets, right? Yeah, I mean, that's all there is. Get those pipe things through the towers. Only use them if you have to. Will those hurt the walls?
I don't know. Depends on how they're made. It's mostly shrapnel. The wall should be able to...
Hey, you need a hand? Still got one.
Get back inside. You're just gonna get hurt.
Sorry, but no. Don't waste your time trying to lock me in. I can try shooting with my left. You need bodies out here.
There's more coming now, but they're not getting any closer.
Still?
They haven't moved.
I'd rather have them clawing at the gates. How the hell are they doing that?
I don't know.
Glenn, how's that sat phone coming?
I can't rush this. I melt the chip and it's done.
I mean this in the kindest way, but hurry the fuck up.
He's working on the sat phone thing you found, right? Well, there may not be anybody on the other line.
Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Well, what are we doing? Can we get out? Is there some kind of back door?
You want to leave? There's two ways out, both surrounded.
Lenny! Get back here, hey! Lenny just ran over the wall. He's running for it.
Or there's that.
How'd Pete and Glenn get out the first time?
Over the wall.
They got him.
Running's not an option. Where's everyone else? The rest of the colonists.
I had them gather around the guard towers. We got small groups of 5. CJ still out?
Well, she was when I left.
I don't know what she'd do any different.
I want to see them.
You coming?
Slowly, without Shirley.
Yeah.
They're still out there. Holy.
Oh, boy.
From the tower, we could see past the street in front of us. Back by the police station, a mass of them waited. Amongst them, two large behemoths.
I don't understand how they're not attacking right now.
You hear that?
Yeah, I do.
Where's the guy with the mark and beard you were talking about earlier?
He was on the other side by the gate.
Made it. Move it. Let me see.
Yes, sir.
Is it like this on every side?
Well, those only two big ones, but yeah, about the same.
And there's no way out. They're all the way around.
Yep.
Seen worse.
Yeah? When?
Can't think of one at the moment. Hey, Junior, why don't you give me your shotgun there? Won't need to aim with that, will I?
This? You sure? All I got for it is birdshot.
No, it's harder to miss. That'll work.
Still got the SWAT van, right?
Yeah. It's by the back gate.
A few of us can make it out in there, right?
Yeah, but not all of us.
If it comes to it, I think you and Lizzie should go.
What? No.
Why them?
It's better that way. There's a few kids in one of those houses by the park. You take them too.
I'm not leaving you guys here.
Come on. Give me a signal.
You get it working?
I don't know. Trying to get reception wasn't working indoors.
Well, move, move. Hey, try up here.
Come on, faster. Here, I'll take you.
Careful. It's just soldered together.
I am. Are the green bars at the top the signal?
Yes. Do you got some?
Three. Yeah.
This one's the redial. There. Says it's dialing. Careful, don't press anything!
I didn't.
All right, what now?
Oh my God, there's so many of those things.
The phone, Glenn.
I'll step down. Start to get crowded up here.
It's working? Why can't we hear anything?
I don't know.
It says connected. Hey, this is Specialist Saul Tink.
I don't hear anything.
We're at the colony. I mean, what the fuck's the address here?
Westminster Boulevard or something.
We need assistance. This place is under attack. What the fuck just happened?
Oh, no.
What was that? What's that smell?
That chip fried.
Quick, fix it!
I can't. That was a piece we couldn't replace.
Did it say the number on the phone? Can we change that out?
No. I don't know if I can swap it back. The phones aren't identical.
Well, did they hear anything?
I really don't think so, but...
What the hell's that?
Someone's opening the gate.
Someone's got the swap van!
Who?
A fucking dead man. The outer gate's already opening.
No! Asshole, who would do that?
There, in the back, over by the police station. It's that asshole in the suit. How the hell did he find us?
Can't hit him.
Give me that.
They're coming!
Aw, hell. No better.
Everyone, get in position! Keep them outside the wall! Right, Saul?
Sure. Whatever. We're fucking close now.
Would someone get that?
Who's left that's got a sat phone?
I have no idea. Hello? Hello, this is Fort Irwin Command.
What's the number? Who is it? Check the readout.
Wait. That's not right.
Who is it?
It's the team we sent to LA.
Maybe the number's wrong?
Hold on. Hello?
It's working? Why can't we hear anything?
Hey, Saul, it's Michael.
I don't know. It says connected.
Saul!
Hey.
Hello?
Specialist Saul Tink.
I don't think they can hear us.
I don't hear anything. We're at the colony.
The colony?
I mean, what the fuck's the address here? West Minister Boulevard or something.
What? Can you hear me? What? Hello? Hello? Saul! Cut out.
Someone got their phone?
No, not just someone. Oh my God.
Call him back.
Okay, I am.
Wait, that's one of the people you knew, right?
Yeah, and I think Victor, too. No one's picking up, damn it.
Westminster Colony, what the hell is that?
It's a small group of people, a lot of them corrupt. Kemet and I thought it'd be best to leave them alone, but how did they...
Your friends got mixed up there?
I didn't think they'd made it.
Sir, Checkpoint 1 is getting hit hard. The Bradley tanks are engaging. Checkpoint 3 isn't responding.
All right, we can try the phone again later. I don't think this is the time.
I just can't believe this.
I got it. Sir, the Bradleys are tearing them up. The Bushmasters shred them.
Of course they're working. Those tanks got 25mm rounds. We'd be in trouble if they didn't.
But sir, they're telling me there's limited ammo.
Get infantry behind and cover the heavy armor units. Now'd be a good time to get your decoy deployed out there, Cross.
What? Okay, fine, I'm going.
Don't let them get into the base. Get CS gas to the front lines and make sure our troops got masks. That might slow them down.
Sir, we tried something like that once. It might not last, so...
Try it anyway. Just go.
We have more people coming into Checkpoint 2, sir. One's getting hit hard and 3 still no response.
More coming in?
Cross! Go! We have that Black Hawk armed?
Yes, sir.
Then get it in the air now.
But the other pilot isn't there.
I don't care who flies it. Just get it up there. Get over the PA and divert any survivors to Checkpoint 2.
Hey, Cross, right?
Yeah.
Where's my Black Hawk?
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Go left a little more.
Hey, not now, okay?
Michael! I'm trying to fix the Pelican, chopper kind. I have the right tools now. If I could just be handed the correct ones.
I'm sorry, I can't see them.
No excuses!
Oh, Jesus. Are you serious? Here.
Thanks.
Listen, Datu, we got a call at HQ.
Pegs? Or Kelly? Are they okay?
Actually, no, it wasn't them, but, it was Saul and Victor. They're back at the colony.
Really?
They made it? Oh, thank God! How? Have you told Tanya?
No, I could hear them, but I don't think they could hear me, and that's all I know. And I don't know where Tanya is, so I gotta load this thing up and get out there.
The checkpoint we came in at... She had to look at me...
Yeah, well, she's a doctor, okay? Get over it. Do you know which checkpoint?
2. I think they said. I just can't believe it. Saul and Victor alive.
Wow, that's really great and all. But, where is our Black Hawk?
Well, Kimmett sent the Black Hawk out.
What about Riley? You tell her?
I don't even know who these fucking people are. That's my fucking chopper. You couldn't wait 2 minutes for us to get here?
Datu, no, I have not run into Riley. Hey, you two mind giving me a hand with this?
What the hell am I supposed to do on the ground?
Well, I can run. You're pretty much fucked.
Just grab the sides, okay?
What the
What is this?
It's one of those EOD things, right?
It's a decoy, okay? I can take it from here.
Okay, well, what do we do now? HQ got any other wise ideas?
As far as I know, the Pelican doesn't have a crew, so... you mind?
Well, I don't know this thing. I was trained on my Black Hawk.
You may want to work on enunciating that a little bit better.
Oh, you know...
I'm just saying you're going to send the wrong message.
I could use a hand!
You know what, Sergeant? I think I could fly this thing.
Good, thanks, sir.
It's Muldoon.
I guess I can try, but I can't promise anything.
Well, would you rather be on the ground?
You supposed to deploy that thing out there?
You gonna show me how it works?
I'll be back. Just get that bird ready, okay?
What, don't crew serve weapons on this thing?
Well, then arm it. I need to get going.
Where?
I'm going to the checkpoint. Tanya's there, and some others still coming in from Boulder, and I want to check.
Really?
Oh, okay. Don't worry, Michael. I'll have this fixed.
Just hold still. I can't rush this.
They're just over that hill. Come on.
All right, you're fine. Get dressed.
You're good. Go to the next tent and get a weapon.
You sure it's a good idea to give everyone a gun?
Everyone had to go through training in Boulder. It's fine.
Hey, Tanya.
What are you doing here?
Listen, I know this is a bad time, but,
What is it?
Well... I don't know how to put this. He's okay. Saul, we got a broken message from L.A. He's okay. Victor, too.
He's okay. Oh, I knew it. My boy. Oh, did you talk to him? Where is he?
Well, I don't think he heard me. You see, the transmission was... it was choppy and it cut out,
hey,
so...
Hey, we still got people here. This isn't the time.
Oh, my. I don't know if I can keep working.
Listen, I know how you feel, but we have to. He's there and he's safe, but these people aren't.
You're right. All right, you. Come here, let me take a look at you. Oh, I'm still shaking. You just hold still, okay?
Hey, Carl. Listen, you have a list of who's here?
I know who you're looking for, but I haven't seen them. Datu and Hope came through, but that's it.
Yeah, they're at the chopper.
Sir.
I just had to check.
Sir, are you okay? Guys? Guys?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit! Turner! Damn it!
Move!
Second one like that.
Everyone back up. I got this.
Hey, get out of here.
Hey, stop.
Wait.
Stop.
Everyone, stop. Slow down.
What the hell's happening?
Stop. Why are you running? It's dead. Stop pushing.
Puck, what's going on?
The front line's breaking. They figured out how to tear into the tank.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Sarge, it's there. Is there anything that we can do?
Oh.
Everyone, get out of here!
There's too many!
Run! Run!
Tune in Wednesday, December 5th.
For the hour-long season 3 finale of We're Alive. We'll be streaming live from zombiepodcast.com starting at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with a special pre- and post-show with the hosts of We're Not Dead.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
You on the mark!
Machines are becoming bigger and more elaborate each day, from tiny music boxes to gargantuan warships. Keeping up with technology is getting harder, maybe even dangerous. However, thanks to the invention of a kindly toy maker, the time for fixing machines by hand is over. The all-purpose machine fixing gear is here, Axel! Young Axel bravely winds his way through the gears of dangerous, twisting, turning clockwork in order to restart machines from the inside. He heroically dodges giant crushers, superheated gears, spikes, and more, just to make it out alive. With your help, you too can participate in these adventures. We are currently fundraising on Kickstarter to bring Axel, the game, to your mobile devices. Go to axel.fallstreakstudio.com before November 11th to make your donation and earn fantastic prizes. That is axel.fallstreakstudio.com to earn fantastic prizes.
Starring Nate Gies,
Otto Sturk, Constance Parn, Blair Beihauer, Adam Conger, Glenn Hoffner, Jim Gleason, Brett Newton, Christian Vieira, Alan Azoulay, Jay Olegario, Amber Kellogg, Sean Lewin, Tony Ray, Shirley Jordan, and Scott Marvin. I'm Michael Swan. Composers, Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Written and directed by Casey Whalen. Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Line producer, Blair Beihauer. Produced by Casey Whalen and Grayson Stone. We're Alive, the serial audio drama, was created by Shane Salk and Casey Whalen. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com.
This has been a Wayland production.
We have a holiday message for a very special girl, Gabriella. Connor says he loves you with all his heart. From when he first met you, he knew you were the one. You are the light in his heart and the center of his universe. And he wants to know, will you marry him?